Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, I want to know how it's going to go today. I hope some people are celebrating because you won on the road. It's an NFL football game. Mm-hmm. But I was a little bit perturbed with some of the responses that I saw about the Browns on social media. Now, social media, what is it? 22% of all American adults use social media. That's a very small margin, so that means that a lot of people who are listening to this are not on social media, so hopefully they feel a lot different than things. But there were a lot of people, can't believe they only won. Like, they won by 20 on the road. And in the fourth quarter, which you were talking about, which I'm not condoning. This is, I would have just ran the ball and gotten the hell out of there, just like you say, because you're putting people in harm's way. They were working on the offense.
Mm-hmm.
That whole fourth quarter was a mess around where they were working on the offense. Here's Freddie. Do we have Freddie 13? Why Baker was in there late? Go.
He's our quarterback. I wanted to make that last third down. Not to say Garrett couldn't, but I wanted Baker to do it.
Could have just handed off the ball and gotten off the field.
I think it's pretty clear. And yes, so let's get out of the way. A win is a win is a win in
yes.
the NFL. You don't apologize for wins.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, maybe one team in the league, maybe the Patriots are the one team who can say, that was a bad win. They're the only team because they've won six Super Bowls and they're expected to beat everybody and they're expected to beat everybody by a lot. Browns are clearly not in that shape. They clearly have a long way to go to be the playoff team that we want them to be. So there is no apologizing for wins. I want to get that out of anybody's head today.
Exactly.
If anybody calls up and says, it was a bad win.
Well, they will. They will.
You know, we did that with the Cavs a few years ago, but that's so different. That's so different from what the NFL is. And today, the Browns are 1-1. We would have liked them to be 2-0, but things got away from them in the first game.
Yep.
Now, granted, the offense has a long way to go. The defense came out and did exactly what they needed to do against that horrible offense.
Yep.
And I don't care who was out there. And by the way, our defense had a role in getting to their third-string quarterback. Our defense was sensational, and that's what it's got to be. That's what it's got to be until this offense, you know, earns their stripes over the course of the next however many weeks. That's just the way it's got to be. Defense has got to carry them.
Yeah.
There's a reason if Freddie said, you know, the defensive line is the strength of the team. He didn't say the wide receivers. He says the defensive line. He knows the defense is ahead of the offense right now.
Speaking of that defensive line, I know some people were upset for a while there because Miles was late to lunch. Miles Garrett made a statement yesterday. Miles Garrett, now you could take this one of two ways. Now, these are always stats that they put out after the game, and usually they're more of a positive manner, obviously, but I want you to hear something here because you can take this one or two ways. All right? Most sacks by a Brown in his first 3 years, okay? Reggie Camp had 27 from 83 to 85. Miles has 25 and a half from 2017 to 2019, and we're obviously only two games into 2019. Michael Dean Perry from 88 to 90 had 24 and a half. You look at the amount of games, all right? Miles Garrett is 1.5 behind Reggie Camp. Reggie Camp had played 48. Michael Dean Perry had played 48. Miles Garrett's at 29. So you either go, well, Miles is really exceptional, or it's been a long time. You haven't really ever had a pass rusher like this. What Miles did last night, there wasn't a whole lot of crazy moves. There's a lot of times where he just stoned Kelvin Beecham.
Was he limited to two moves last night because of Greg Williams being on the other side?
He might have done it in honor of him. Remember the time that Paul Brown won the game by only running the football? Maybe he had done it in that case in honor of Greg Williams. That was a dominating performance yesterday. A dominating performance by Miles Garrett. And I know there's things that you have to take apart, but let it be known throughout the entire day, you won a football game on the road, and at this time last year, we were unlocking fridges and drinking beer out of fridges. We were chanting up West Third. You had a possum that became an unofficial mascot for this football team. So you better remember, while I know you want to be the Patriots overnight, you're going to have to crawl before you walk. And that means that you're going to have to get some offense going. You have to work into a rhythm. That's why I think Freddie had him still out there in the fourth quarter. I think he was trying to work on things. And they were trying to get that third down no matter what. They were trying to work on things. Hey, there's things you got to clean up, obviously. But you won on the road. You took care of business. It always comes with a controversy. That's fine. Odell Beckham looked good. The defense looked good in a lot of places. It's a win. Take your win. Be happy about your win.
And I think most level-headed Browns fans should be. But if your expectations of the season were, and we got some of these calls, 12-4, 11-5, I think right now you're annoyed. You thought the Browns would be way ahead of where they are right now. To me, look, you added Odell Beckham. You have a rookie head coach. He's still figuring out what the hell he's going to do with play calls and how he's going to coach a team at the same time. And they went on the road and they got a win. And so I'm happy about that. I'm happy that I was never nervous during that game. I never thought the Jets had any chance, and that shows you the talent edge that this team has assembled. And so now the question is, how do you get that talent edge to be where they need to be for games that are coming up against the Rams, obviously at Baltimore, San Francisco now looking like that could be a formidable task, and obviously the game at Gillette and, you know, the Seahawks at home as well. And they got a long way to go. They have to play way better.
Yeah.
They have to play way better.
Now, I think everybody can recognize that. But
well, I said, nobody except homers are going to pick the Browns to win next week. Nobody. So let's see. Let's see if they were. Let's see if they were saving stuff, because I think there's a chance they've been saving stuff.
Hopefully.
And they didn't want to show anything against the Jets where they knew. I mean, come on. You saw that Jets team in the early going. You saw Trevor Siemian, and you're like, there's no chance. There's no chance they're going to beat them.
It's worth talking about it as a measuring stick. But no, it's a win. And I'll take a win. There's obviously things that, again, you got to figure out. You got to clean up. Offensive line, I didn't think was that terribly bad. Greg Robinson's going to have holds. I think the left and right tackle are always going to be something there. There's always going to be something that needs fixed. But right now, you have exactly what you said. Defense has to carry the offense a little bit until the offense works itself into a rhythm. I think last night, especially in that fourth quarter, and I'm going to bring this up later on in the show again, I think Freddie told you without telling you that, yeah, the preseason probably is important in a lot of ways. Now, again, I know where you're going to take it, Tone, and I can't condone playing guys that late and throwing the ball all over the field that late and doing all that, but I think that they were showing you that you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You play guys in the preseason, you get hurt, you're going to get fired. You don't play guys in the preseason, you have what you've had for the first two games.
Sure.
Which is an up-and-down offense, being generous. A team that does not have a lot of cohesion offensively. Defensively, naturally, I think they're better. So you're going to have that for the first few weeks until things get going. I don't think that this is going to continue. As long as they stay healthy, I don't think this is going to continue. But they have to find a rhythm with each other. The play calls are coming in late. There's a lot of things that they do need to fix. But at 1-1... it still counts the same in the final tally. If they finish the season 10-6 or 11-5, this still goes as one of the 10 or 11 wins.
Absolutely. And look, I didn't want any of that Freddie criticism that I have. I saw Dustin was furious. I saw other people have. I don't want that to overshadow the win. The win is the most important thing. I just think that was the stuff of rookie head coaches. I think that was and we all should know, I mean, any rookie head coach is going to make some rookie mistakes. I thought that was a rookie mistake to leave those guys out there. You got Chubb getting dropped on his head, having to go to the medical tent. He should have never been
came
in the
back
game.
Out.
I know, but he's your guys.
I know.
Guys do.
I know.
You know, guys
I know.
Do all the time. Oh, and then you find out later that they forgot, you know, whether they're left-handed or right-handed the next
day. Well, you didn't know because they decided to bring in some old referee, and they just chopped it up about football the entire time. I had Nick Chubb dropped on everything over there, and where's my most consistent playmaker here? Where's the guy that sets the tone for the offense while the passing game gets itself figured out? No, I got Booger McFarland and Joe Tessitore and some old guy they probably found at a Costco talking about the new rule changes in the NFL. And I'm going, what are we doing? And it's just this big potpourri about the NFL. And I'm going, what is going on with Nick Chubb? Thank God I actually looked out there and I saw 24, and there were plenty of people going, hey, he's back out there. Because the broadcasters of the football game couldn't tell me.
Which again,
sorry, I'll calm down a little.
Which again, I would not have had him back out there even after that. So I thought that was a mistake too, especially after you just maybe have gotten fortunate because they were looking to take guys out. They were very physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know. Mm-hmm. Look, everyone's going to make fun of Greg Williams today. Odell had some fun in the podium. We'll play that in a second with him. And good. Odell, I called it. I was hoping. I said it's a big day for Odell. Need to come out. And I think that one play might have changed. I think some Browns fans, like, you saw the one-handed catch and you were thrilled. But then you're like, he needs to get in the end zone. Guy needs to get in the end zone. He wasn't on the field because of the visor incident for the one touchdown. Some of my friends were like, you can't even depend on him to be out there for a big play because of the other stuff that he's doing.
Your friends are bad people, which includes me technically, so I don't know what to say.
We want to talk about the visor thing?
I mean, we have 4 hours.
We want to talk about the watch thing? The watch thing came up again.
He took off the watch, right?
Do you know how much that watch cost?
$2 million. $2 million watch, man. $2 million watch. You left that thing in the locker room? There's no way I'd take that thing off if it was $2 million bucks.
Oh, I don't think he left it in the locker room. Or if he did, he has a safe.
In the locker room?
He has something going on.
216-578-0092. You won the game. I think you should be celebrating a little bit. I don't know if it's like it is last year by any means, but I think you should be celebrating a little bit. And I want to know if you are celebrating this win because it was a road win and you won 23-3 over the Jets. 216-578-0092. Let me get to Alan. You're first up in the fan. Alan.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah. Good morning, hey. Alan.
Good morning. I have an analogy here. It's based off of racing, but if you look at the Browns as a brand new stock car, yes, it has a lot of power. Yes, it has a lot of abilities to do things. But in any race, you have to fine tune it. You have to tweak it. You have to get everything in proper alignment. And that's what Freddie was doing last night, is making sure that we were a fine tuned machine going into our next big hurdle, which is the Rams, and which will really test the car.
I think for them, and it's not just the Rams. The Rams are going to be a nice measuring stick to see where you're at, Alan, and I thank you very much for the call. I think you're right. There's just so many things that you have to get dialed in, and you're not going to be able to get it dialed in because you weren't playing guys during the preseason. You had to keep them healthy for the regular season, and here we are. So some things have to get dialed in for this football team. But I'll take any win that I can get in the end. There's going to be wins. If Baker Mayfield's 10 or 11 years in, he's going to have sloppy games. There's going to be sloppy wins. Like, the Patriots do slop their way to wins
they
every
do.
Now and then.
Absolutely.
I know that there's some people out there who just automatically want to turn into them this year. There are some times you have to slop it up. And if they weren't that great offensively, and they weren't that great offensively, but they're good defensively, and they were good defensively, I'll take what I can get. It's still 1-1 at the end of this. I am awarded no style points with this football team. So I think I want to hear it tonight, and I got to listen to it from the people out there today because I do. You only have so many chances to win. You won this game. You're 1-1. You're 500. So I know that we got the Rams coming up, and we got after that, we got the Ravens. It's a tough schedule. And I think your next five opponents are all 2-0. They're combined 10-0, Anthony. But your next five opponents are 2-0, but you have to celebrate this a little bit. You have to enjoy a win. That's what being a fan is. You have to enjoy it today.
Yeah, now obviously the team doesn't get a lot of time for that because you can bet that they went into overdrive, you know, immediately.
Yes.
Getting ready for the Rams. A short week now. Health-wise, we pretty good? We pretty good health-wise?
For the most part, hopefully. I don't know if David Njoku's head is still on his shoulders, but other than that, I hope that they're okay. We will see where Nick Chubb is, because you are right about that concern. Just because you went back out there doesn't mean he's good for the long term. So we'll find out more about that coming up. But hopefully they're there. But I want to. Are you celebrating today because of this win? I really think you should. A win is a precious thing, and you went on the road and got one. 216-578-0092. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima. A Victory Tuesday live on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.